Welcome to Calcast, your creator national podcast.
This is God Network News, episode 103.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings, faithful God Network News fans and all you new listeners to God Network News. We're really excited to be bringing you fresh news from the field of what God's doing amongst Unreached People Group. And we want to thank you for all of you that listen to our series on the Middle East and all of the incredible stories and the comments that you gave. Please don't hesitate to put comments on our website and any questions you might have. And do visit those links that we have put in the show notes if you're interested in getting in contact with some of those interesting people that are behind the stories. And we want to start a whole new series, and this one is going to be very exciting. We've got tremendous amount of stories, fantastic, incredible stories of God's miracles from the continent of deep, dark Africa. Actually, it's not deep, dark Africa anymore, because about 60% of the population of that continent are now believers in Jesus. But there are still many unreached people groups there, and we've got a lot of workers that are doing incredible, miraculous work amongst those remaining unreached people groups. So we want to begin this new series on unreached peoples in Africa, and so we want to start this series, and I hope that you will be inspired by all of these great stories from the continent of Africa. Today we are again in Malta talking to another brother, our dear brother from Bangladesh, and very handsome man and very powerful in the Lord. And we've just been really blessed to get to know him. And he's part of our same organization, so there's a lot of good connections that are there. He's here representing a lot of what the Lord is doing amongst Muslims in Bangladesh. And so we first wanted to just ask you, brother, to share with us a little bit about your story, how, you know, you came to Christ, and how the Lord is using you now in Bangladesh.
Thank you. My dad had three wives, and I'm the third mother's son. And from the third mother, we are nine, and my first two mother, they have also children. So we are all total, our brothers and sisters, children and grands, right now 54 member in one joint family.
Wow,
and,
that's large.
So I never saw peace in my family because there's too many brothers and sisters. And I born in 1971 in January, and Bangladesh and Pakistan war started in March. So 1971, you know, in the history that Pakistan killed over 3 million of people in Bangladesh and raped the 300,000 women in Bangladesh. And Bangladesh was totally full of blood, the whole country. That's why our national flag in the green and red. Red means the blood. In green Bangladesh, red. That means the blood of 3 million of people in Bangladesh. So I born in before 2 months ago, the war started in Bangladesh. So it was very complicated my life, that many people said that I may not live, but somehow God survived me. And while I was studying at Notre Dame College 26 years ago, I came to know Jesus. I accepted Jesus, and then I finished my study. Then I had a job at Notre Dame College. Then I had desire to be like a missionary, but in Catholic, as I am from a Muslim background, they don't allow for missionary life. But they encouraged me always to have job Notre Dame College or Caritas, their NGOs. So I felt God wants me to come for a full-time mission job. Then it was, I was almost 15 years at Notre Dame, but finally I had to resign because my full calling to reaching to the Muslim in Bangladesh. So then finally I resigned the job and I came to YOM 2008. And since I did my DTS and I felt strong power of the Holy Spirit, and I was baptized by the Holy Spirit, and I felt calling to reaching to the university ministry in Bangladesh. So since 2008, involved in reaching to the university students in Bangladesh. And right after that, I share my gospel to my families. Since 2008, 17 of my family members they became followers of Isa Al-Masih.
Wow, praise the Lord.
So 17 of them. And now we are, nine of us now in mission full-time, and some of them are in volunteers. So we all, except me and my wife, all are young college university students, and we are reaching to the Muslim universities students in different areas of the country. And we have house churches and cell meetings, and in the rural area, we have house churches, but we call clav. We don't say church, we say clav, because contextualization for security reason, we say clav. So we have 6 clavs in south, and one in north, and one in Dhaka. In Dhaka, we say house church. We say church is open because the building is a housing apartment, and everybody know that we are Christian. Oh. We did not tell them that we are from Muslim background. That's not Christian. So that's why we are doing ministry in Bangladesh. And all of our calling from the DTS, we failed to listen to the majority, because in Bangladesh, almost 93% people are Muslims. And in Bangladesh, the history last 59 years happening, the Muslim Evangelical Group Conference in Bangladesh, it's almost biggest like Mecca, Hajj. Yeah. Yeah. And it was last 2 weeks before even in Bangladesh, and like 15 to 20 million people come around the world every year. So, and my understanding that the Muslim nations are the most at-risk nations, and especially in Bengalis. So our God put our heart to listen to the Muslims. And my understanding in Bangladesh and surrounding Bangladesh, there are 3 states of India, that people, Tripura, Assam and West Bengal, they also speak in Bengali. So almost there is like 350 million of Bengalis people, so who speak in Bengali. So God putting our heart to listen to the Bengali Muslims. So we are working on that. And in Bangladesh, we divided 117 Omega zones. So our calling by 2028 to by MBBs, Muslim background believers, we will reach all the Omega zones, and we'll send teams all the Omega zones in Bangladesh, 117 Omega zones, to church planting movement, to and DMM discipleship making movement to whole nations. So that's why our goal and our call and our vision to reach by 2028 to all Bangladesh and all Omega zones to share the good news to the people, that people can come. And also our target to, how can we see the 10% believers by the time? That's our target. So that's our big ambition.
Wow, that's a huge vision. That's fantastic. It's an amazing story how the Lord brought you to Him. And what a big family you have. Amazing. It's so exciting that God led you into YWAM as well. Did you want to ask something?
He has such a big vision and would have plenty to do in Bangladesh, but I saw him at different meetings here about how to go to the unreached people in North Africa. And so even with such a huge need right in his own nation, he's interested in getting Bengalis to go to some of these other unreached nations.
Right. Some of my young team members, they are university level students, and some of them knows Arabic, some of them knows Quran very well and Bible. So they feel the desire to outreach to Middle East and African. How is God working among the Muslim nations, that area. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here to participating in North Africa and Middle East region consultation here, that how atmosphere and how they do work, then I can share my peoples that if they strong feeling that God wants them, then they can go. That's why I'm here.
That's great. So you're making contacts here in the region for possible placement of missionaries. That's very exciting. Very exciting.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.